I'm Rona Tarrant. Police say the woman who shot and wounded three people at YouTube's headquarters in San Bruno on Tuesday visited a local shooting range just hours before the attack. Nasim Agdam, who made videos on the platform, legally owned the semi-automatic handgun used in the shooting. She was found dead at the scene with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police say the motive for the shooting appeared to be that Agdam was upset with the policies of YouTube. President Trump has signed a proclamation deploying the National Guard to the U.S.-Mexico border to combat illegal immigration. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said the current system to intercept smuggling groups is broken. President Trump's move is not unique. Every president since Ronald Reagan has called on the National Guard for limited temporary missions along the border. A Mexican diocese has apologized and asked for forgiveness for failing to stop a priest from sexually abusing Catholic school children. The Diocese of Irapuato issued a statement after Father Raúl Chávez was sentenced to 90 years in prison after being convicted on charges of rape, sexual exploitation and the corruption of minors. At the time, the priest had been banned from his duties in a neighboring archdiocese. In a statement, the diocese said it was taking steps to make sure it never happened again. Facebook has said it believes the data of up to 87 million people was improperly shared with the political consultancy group Cambridge Analytica. The number is higher than the previously quoted 50 million, which was estimated by the whistleblower Christopher Wiley. The head of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, said the company should have done more and will do so going forward. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.